We have arrived at the Hess Triangle, located on the corner of 7th Avenue and Christopher Street. This tiny mosaic triangle is only slightly bigger than a slice of New York City pizza, so you might be surprised to hear there's a big story behind it. It begins over 100 years ago, in 1910. New York City was undergoing a period of dramatic transformation. Penn Station had just opened as part of a significant expansion project led by Alexander Cassatt, the 7th president of the Pennsylvania Railroad. Commuters were pouring into the center of Manhattan, and there was a need to improve commuting connections between Lower Manhattan and Midtown, the city's two major commercial hubs. The city decided it was going to extend both 7th Avenue and the subway line, now the 1 train, that ran beneath it southward. Nearly 300 buildings were to be demolished to make room for the widened streets and new subway line. Among the buildings slated for demolition was the Voorhees apartment building, owned by Philadelphia landlord David Hess, no relation to the oil company Hess Corporation. New York City had enacted eminent domain order, a provision included in the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which gives the government the right to take someone's private property for public purposes, such as for the building of roads or schools. But Hess and his family weren't going to give the apartment building up without a fight. The Hess family refused to sell and resisted the order, but stopping an eminent domain action in New York is extraordinarily difficult, according to a lawyer at one of the city's oldest eminent domain firms. And by 1913, the Hess family had exhausted all legal avenues. By 1914, the Voorhees building was torn down. It turns out, though, that this tiny triangle had been spared from the demolition due to an error by the city's surveyors, and the parcel of land was still legally in possession of the Hess estate. There are two versions of what happened next in the story. One version says that the city realized its error and sent a notice to Hess, asking him to donate the triangle to use as part of a new public sidewalk, but Hess refused the offer out of spite. The Hess family went to court to assess their property rights and ended up winning the case. However, there is a version of the story that contradicts that. An article published in the Philadelphia Ledger on July 29, 1922, reported that New York City had called upon the Hess estate to pay the accumulated property taxes on the leftover portion of the lot. But David Hess's son, Frank Hess, claimed to be unaware that his family still possessed any portion of the lot. What is known is that on July 26, 1922, the Hess family had the triangle covered with black and yellow tiles and inscribed with the defiant all-caps message we see today: property of the Hess estate, which has never been dedicated for public purposes. Allegedly, a clear reminder that the triangle was private property. In 1938, the Hess family sold the property to the adjacent Village Cigar Store for $1,000, which, after adjusting for inflation, would equal about $17,500 today. The land did lose its claim to the title of New York's smallest piece of privately owned land, likely when the building sold to Yeshiva University in the 1990s, but it has been preserved exactly as it was in 1938. It continues to be a reminder of the resilient and sometimes stubborn nature of New Yorkers.